Today's daf is Temura daf Yud Zayin, and we are at the Mishnah, 7 lines from the bottom of daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zuchus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sora and Liza. So we're continuing along the halachos of Temura. So again, what's Temura? The Torah says twice in the end of Parshas Bechukosai that if somebody has a behemoth that's kachin and he decides that he wants to switch, he wants to swap the kedusha from the animal that's kachin onto another animal. It says the Torah, you're not allowed to do it. It says it twice. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yomiroisai. And it doesn't matter if the behemoth's kachin is better than the animal that you want to switch the kedusha to, or if the one you want to switch it to is a better. Toiv b'ra'i rabbi toiv, says the Torah. What happens if you do it? V'mhamme yomir behemoth v'behemoth v'hayuhu ut murasa yiyakaitesh. Stating that, despite the fact that you're not allowed to do it, it's a loisase. It's actually two lavin. If you attempt to do it, the kedusha is going to be chal on the behemoth's chulin, which means that temura is another way of creating kedusha. The more typical, the more conventional way to make something hektish is by going over to an animal and say harezu oila, harezu chatas, stating that there's another way to do it. It's an illegal way of doing it, but it works. The Torah says v'hayuhu temurasa yiyakodesh. So if somebody performs an act of temura, the hektish is going to be chal. Says the Mishnah, if we have two ways of being maktish, an animal, let's compare and contrast these two mahalchim. There's certain chumras in the more traditional way of being maktish something over the tamura way of doing it, and in the reverse, there's certain chumras in tamura over the traditional kachim. If somebody's maktish something in the traditional sense, that animal is hektish, and you can now use that animal to be Oysa Temura. If you're Maktish something through Temura, even though the animal's going to be hektish, but you can't use that animal now to make Temura, because the Allah is Ein Temura Oysa Temura. It was a Mishnah earlier. At Tzibur v'ashutim Maktishin avolim emirim. Tzibur and Shutfin can be Maktish something, but Tzibur and Shutfin can't be Oysa Temura. So that's another Chumrah that conventional Temura Kachin has over Temura. Umaktishin ubarin ve'evarin. You could be maktish and uber. So if you have an animal, an akeva, that's mu'uberes, you can go over to the animal and be maktish, not the mother, the uber. It was a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan bar Pada earlier in the Masechta, but there's a concept of being maktish and uber. You can't be oisa temura from an uber. Additionally, you can be maktish the aver of an animal. You can go over to an animal and say raglo shel zu oila. The halacha is that if you do that, the whole animal becomes an oila. We say pashta. The kedusha is nespashit from the regal to the rest of the animal, and the entire animal becomes hektish. Temura doesn't work al yidei pashta. That too was a Mishnah earlier. Avaloi memir, meaning you see there are certain chumras in the conventional way of being makd or something over temura. Chemir b'temura b'kachim. Temura has chumras as well. Shakdusha chalabalas mum kavua ve'ein yoytza lechulin ligzois v'leyaveh. The halach is that if somebody is makdish about mum, so assuming the mum was a mum kavua, meaning if the mum is a mum oiver, even though there are halachas of mum oiver in the sugyas of kachim, but a mum oiver is a second-rate mum, it doesn't really impact a carbon that much. Can't be makriven on the mizbeach. But most of the halachas that you find in Shas related to kachim that has a mum is referring to a mum kavua. So if you have the animal that has a mum kavua, and now you're makdish the animal, the halacha is that even though it's chal kedusha, but you can be poided, and when you're poided, it's yoytza l'chul in legamri. If somebody's oysa temura with an animal that has a mum. So you go over to an animal that's kachim, you bring a behemas chulin that has an mum kavua, and you say, I want this to be temuras this, even though temura is a form of kachim, and you're doing temura onto an animal that has a mum kavua, and ordinarily when you do hektish on an animal that has a mum kavua, it's never fully, properly chal the hektish. Meaning, so much so that if you're poided, it's yoytzel l'chulin l'gamri. Temura is different, because it says in the Temura, toiv ra, ra betoiv, and ra, although it means inferior, also means mum. So there's a chiddush that temura could be chal more properly on a behemas chulin that has a mum kavua. You don't have that by traditional kachim. That's a chomer that temura has over kachim. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm going to tell you another chomer that temura has over traditional kachim. And that is, when it comes to temura, asa shoygi kameza b'temura. A shoygi is like a mezit. For the asa shoygi kameza b'mukdashim, but when it comes to traditional kachim, you don't find this chiddush that shoygi can be kameza. We'll see what that means. Rabbi Leza says, akalayim v'hatshrefa v'yoytze doifim v'tumtum v'adroygin is any one of those five animals, loy kedoshin v'loy Maktishim, we'll see what that all means in the Gemara. Either way, so the Mishnah said, Chaymer Bekachem Yibetmura, the Chaymer Betmura Yibetmura, Chaymer Bekachem Yibetmura, a whole list of Chumras. Chaymer Betmura Yibetkachem, there were two Chumras. The first was mentioned by the Tanakhama, the Stam Mishnah, that Tmuras Chal on a behema with a Mum Kavua, as opposed to traditional Kachim, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda added, he said that when it comes to Tmura, Asa Shoyge Kamezid, when it comes to ordinary Kachim, Loy Asa Shoyge Kamezid. And the Gemara asks the obvious question. My time at Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, what does that mean? Asa Shoyge Kamezid. Ivritaich. The Gemara asks it more as my timer, but really the question is going to be, what does it mean? Oh my crow, it says in the Torah, Yia Kodesh, Lerabbis Shoyge Kamezid. It says the word Yia. Says the word yeah a few times in the parasha of Tmura, right in the beginning. V'mehemash yakrivu mimenu korban l'Hashem kolash yitim mimenu l'Hashem yeah kodesh yeahs l'rabbis shogi kemez heichidam shogi kemez it amachiskiya chiskiya said kasava shumuto lahamir. It's talking about where the person thought that it's okay to do Tmura. Now if you look in these next few lines, there's a lot of oisias ketanas. There's olives and bays and gimels. So the oisias send you literally all over the sides of the Gemara. So we'll just pick a gersa and run with it. But either way, said Chizki, the first pshat in the Gemara, what does it mean when we say that by Tmura it's asav shogeg kemezid? We're talking about a classic shogeg. This person thought that it's okay to do Tmura. Now, you're not allowed to do Tmura. It says it twice in the Torah. It's a double lav. You get Malkis for Tmura, but he didn't know. He was a shogeg. Kasava shehu mutu lahamer. Gabi kachim, by kachim. Kasava mutu lahakdish, bali mumim, legabi lizmeach. Gabi Tmura Kodesh, Gabi Kachem Loi Kodesh. In other words, by Tmura, if a person thought it's okay to do Tmura, really it's not, he went ahead and he did it anyways, it's going to be Chal V'Kedusha. As opposed to if somebody would be Makdish something, Be'isser, not a Tmura, he would be Makdish something Be'isser, in a way where really he wasn't supposed to do it, but he did it B'Shoigig, in that case, the Kedusha wouldn't be Chal. What's an example of where you're not allowed to be Makdish something? A Balmo. An animal that has a mum kavua, you're not allowed to be makdish it. So, in addition to all the isurim that are related to mum kavua, you can't be makdiv it, you can't shecht it, you can't do the zrika, you can't do the aktara, and on top of everything else, you're not even allowed to be makdish. What if someone was makdish a b'shoigig? So, sounds like Chizki is saying that when it comes to tmura, if you created the kedusha in that way, it's be'isser, also b'shoigig kemezid. If you were makdish a balmum, which again is an isser, but the form of hektish is the traditional form of hektish, over there it's not going to be chal. Lishna achrina, another way of saying chizkiyas teretz, gabi tmura laki. This is a tremendous chiddush. Gabi kachem loy laki. Tmura, we said, is a loy sase. It's a loy sase sheyesh boi malkus. Even though it's a lafshin boi maise, even though it's a lafshin mitaklase, we already addressed that in the beginning of the Masechta. The bottom line is you get malkus. The Mishnah says, soifik is arba. It's the first Mishnah in the Masechta. What happens if someone does tmura b'shoigig? So you're going to say, of course, if you did it b'shoigig, how could you get malkus? Where in the Torah do you find that you get malkus for doing a loy sase b'shoigig? The answer is, the lishna achrina, according to Chizki, is b'shad in our Mishnah. That if somebody would do tmura b'shoigig, Chizki is being mechadish, you'd get malkus. Now, if somebody would be makdish about you wouldn't get malchus. That's the chilek. If you makdish something be'issa b'shoigig, you don't get malchus. If you do tmura b'shoigig, you're going to get malchus. That's the first pshan. You know what the Mishnah means when it says yeah, kodesh? It's not talking about a person who thinks you're allowed to do tmura and he does tmura anyways. You're going to give malchus to a person that's a shoigig. How could you give malchus to such a person? This is a person that knows you're not allowed to do tmura and he doesn't care. He says hinani muchanim zuman. He's going to be over the iser of tmura. Stating that he made a mistake when he did the tmura. He couldn't even do the avera properly. I mean, he had two animals in front of him. He had an oila and a shlavim, and he brings his behemas chulin. He wanted to say that this should be tmura's the oila, and by mistake he said that it should be tmura's the shlavim. Lishna achrina, kasava loymer shachar amalavan. He had one behemas kachim, he had two behemas chulin. One was black, one was white. He wanted that the black one should be the one that's going to be the tmura, and instead he made the white one. What's the halacha gabi tmura laki? Even though there was an element of shogeg over here, it doesn't matter. That's yeah, l'rabbi shogeg kemezid, he's going to get malchus for what he did. Gabi kachim loy laki, by kachim he's not going to get malchus. But the point is, we're not dealing with a traditional shogeg. We're not dealing with an oimer mutter. We're not talking about someone who didn't know there's a lav of tmura. If he didn't know there was a lav of tmura, we would never give him malchus. He knows there's a lav of tmura, and he wants to do tmura. He grad wanted to do tmura for the oil, and instead he did it for the shlomo. He wanted the black animal, and instead he did the white animal. It's still an element of shogeg. It's still a chiddush that he gets malchus. But Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish said that's the case where we say yeah, l'rabbi shogeg kemes. Rabbi Yochanan himself is the third pshat. So Rabbi Yochanan is the second pshat. Rabbi Yochanan's the third pshat, which is interesting. Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan on the second pshat. Rabbi Yochanan's the third pshat. Some people change the girsa because of that. Usually you don't find a few pshatim in the Gemara where one amira is two of the pshatim. A lishna achrina you'll find. But this is a whole nother pshat. Either way, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ba'omer Teitzezu V'tikanezu. It's talking about a person was a shaygig, but the shaygig wasn't that he picked the wrong animal. The shaygig wasn't that he thought it's okay to do tmura. He was a shaygig in one detail. He didn't know one sif cotton in Hilchas Tmura. So tmura is a long, arduous mesachta. He didn't know daf yud zayin in mesachta's tmura. There was one halacha that he missed one daf. There was one halacha that he didn't properly know. Sif cotton chav beis, that he didn't know. What is that halacha? That halacha says that even if you want the original animal to remain, even if you want to remove the kedusha from the original animal, even then it's going to be a problem. Meaning he thought that maybe Tmura is where I want both animals to be Kaidish. That's an issue. But if he says, Teitzezu, V'tikanezu, this one should be Chulin, and this is the only one that should be Kaidish, maybe over there, exactly, that's what it sounds like, maybe that should be okay. And that was the mistake he made. So what's the halacha? How do you deal with this person? Gabi kachim. If somebody would be a shaygig in episa sif katan in the laws of kachim. For example, ba'omer kachim shenoylad bem mubne cholam leif pinyan. Again, I'm picking one gersa. Where the person said, the art scroll's gersa, incidentally. So gabi kachim, ba'omer kachim shenoylad bem mubne cholam leif pinyan. That if a person would say, by kachim, that an animal had a mum, and he thought that if it has a mum, I'm a czar, I know I'm not allowed to eat kachim, but maybe if it has a mum, I'm allowed to eat it. The halacha is, he wouldn't Malchus, because at the end of the day, even though he's a czar that ate kachim, he did something he wasn't supposed to do, but he was a shaygig. Gabi tmura, lucky over here, you're going to get Malchus. But again, he's not a full-fledged shaygig, he's only a shaygig in one detail in the laws of tmura. Over here, you get Malchus. And finally, Rav Sheshet Sommer, Rav Sheshet said a fourth pshat. Again, what does it mean that us a shaygig kemeza when it comes to tmura, but Omer, it's talking about a person that said, he kanes labaya zeva akdash. Person says, I want to do tmura. When I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is be over the loisaseh of loyachlifen of loyomer oisai. This person is mamish mitzvah sriches kavana. He's ready, premeditated, first degree tmura. He's going to be over the issa tmura. That what happened? He walked into his house, v'nichtas v'hem v'hikdash loy mitait, and he forgot about all his intentions. He did tmura anyways, but he did a b'shoy gig. The halacha is gabi tmura laki. Because when mitztarif, the machshava, the intent that he had, when he said that when I come home, I'm going to be oisa tmura, to the fact that he actually did the tmura, it's not a regular shoy gig. It was never premeditated. Here it was premeditated. He forgot about it. So you could be mitztarif, the machshava, with the maisa somehow, but gabi kachim leilaki. If the same thing happened in a case of traditional kachim, there you would not get malchus. Regardless, the Mishnah said, chaymer b'kachim b'tumur, chaymer b'tumur b'kachim, chaymer b'kachim b'tumur, a long list. Chaymer b'tumur b'kachim was struggling a little bit. The Mishnah gave an example, tumur schal on a behema, even with a mum kavua, as opposed to kachim. There, you need pidyon, but once you have pidyon, it's all bets are off. It's pretty much chulin. Rabbi Yisrael of Yehuda said, I have another one. And that is, when it comes to tmura, asav ha-shoygi kemeze, which at first glance is a tremendous chiddush. Where do you find this concept of asav ha-shoygi kemeze? You find shoygi needs kapara sometimes. But that asav ha-shoygi kemeze, as we saw in the Gemara, malchus even, how could it be malchus for someone that does an avera only b'shoygi? And we had four pshatim in the Gemara to define exactly what it means. Also b'shoygi kemezid. We'll get back to this, but first a little bit more Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, here too there's a shaila. Is it Rabbi Lazar or Rabbi Eliezer? Either way, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that's the girsa we'll pick. Art scroll says Rabbi Lazar. But Rabbi Eliezer says, Hakilayim v'hatrefa v'hayoytze doifin v'tumtum v'hadroigiris loy kedoshim. It's not chal kedusha v'loy makdishim. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer said, and this is the topic till the end of the parak, that if someone has an animal, the animal was either kalayim. So what does kalayim mean? It's the offspring of a mixed breed. That trefa. But someone has an animal that's a trefa, as in perik elu trefus. It's a trefa. It has a hole in its lungs. You're not allowed to eat it. V'hayoy tzedoifin. Or if it was born Caesarean. V'tumtim, safik zavcha, safik nekeva. Adroigenes has simonim of both a zachar and a nekeva. The animal was chulin. And you were makdash it. So is it chal kedusha or is it not chal kedusha? So Rabbi Eliezer said two halachas. Number one, loy kedusha. It's not chal kedusha. Number two, v'loy makdishin. If you have an animal of that sort, that's kachim, it's not oisa tmura. Now, what does like kedusha mean? Obviously, it doesn't mean that it's not chal kedusha at all, because it shouldn't be worse than etzim avonim. If someone has etzim avonim, he has a shtick holtz, and he decides that he wants to donate it to the Beis HaMikdash, he could do it. The point is, he could donate anything to the Beis HaMikdash, but the kedusha that's going to be chal is going to be kedusha's damim, either by the gabayas or the mizbeach, depending on where you channel the funds, what your use of proceeds were when you made this donation, when you made this pledge. But what like kedushim, therefore, nik has to mean is that it's not chal kedushas haguf. Meaning, you would have thought it's an animal. So if it's an animal, I should be able to be makdish and kedushas haguf. And even though it's poshut, I can't put it on the mizbeach, we don't need Rabbi Eliezer for that. We know that all these psulim, kalayim, trefa, yoitza, daifim, tumtum, hajoigas, we're learning kachim more than a year now. We know these animals can't go on the mizbeach. That's not a shaila whether these animals can go on the mizbeach or not. Avada, they can't go on the, but you would think, let them be chal kedushas haguf. Lamay nafkimina. Very simple. If you want to be poided, you'd have to wait until it gets a mum kavua. Only then will you be able to be poided. And even then, there's going to be halachas of after you poided the animal with the mum kavua, how you treat it. Could you do gizav avoida? Could I only eat it? Etc., etc. But the point is, it should be chal kedushas haguf. Rabbi Eliezer is being mechadish that these five animals, kelayim, trefa, yoytze, doifem, tumtem, v'adroigidus, like kedushim, it's not chal kedushas haguf. My father doesn't go on the mizbeach. The chiddush is it's not chal kedushas domim. Yeah, he didn't say it's worse than etzim avonim. There's no question you have to take this animal, you have to give it to the gizbar. The gizbar's going to take it, he's going to sell it, he's going to use the money for whatever. But the point is that like kedushim, it's not chal kedushas haguf. And then he continued, and he said, and by the way, also like makdishim. It can't be yoytze tmur. What's the obvious question? If it's like kedushim, if it can't have kedushas haguf, how could it be yoyse tmura? So zok de gemara, amash Shmuel. So first Shmuel explained the mishnah the way we just explained it. Like kedushim bitmura, v'loy makdishim lasayis tmura. Like kedushim bitmura means that even al yedei tmura, meaning not only is it like kedushim if you makdish it, it's not chal kedushas haguf, but even if you were makdish this animal al yedei tmura, meaning you had a behemoth chulin that was klein treif yoyse tmura tmura v'adroigenes, and you had a behemoth kachin, and you said a rezu tmura zeh. So we said in the Mishnah that we just learned Chaimim b'tumur b'kachim that tumura could be chal sometimes where kachim can't be chal. For example, tumura could be chal on an animal or mum kavua. So you would have thought that maybe at least tumura could be chal on kalayim treif yoytzadayv and tumtum adroigenes loy kedoshim even tumura v'loy makdishin lasis tumura. If you have a behemoth kachim of this sort, it can't be yoytzadayv. Tanya Amram Neir meyachashin kedoshin meichon makdishin. Once Rabbi Eliezer said that it's loy kedoshim kedushas aguf. How could it be yoytzadayv? Only kedushas aguf could be yoytzadayv. Kedushas dom can't be yoytzadayv. So if it doesn't have kedushas haguf, obviously it can't be yoyse tmura. Yeah, the moitzis or mayor explained. You have to say as follows: you can make it a kimta for each one of the five. Number one, the makdish behema v'achak nitro. Treif is very simple. You can't be makdish a treifa kedushas haguf. What if you have an animal that was kachim, a very good, healthy animal, and then leolenu became a treifa? So father, it's going to be chal the treifa. And the kedushas haguf is not going to go away because it became a treifa. So you have an example of an animal, kedushas haguf, that's going to be a treifa. How do you have yoytze doifim, the makdish vlad, the yotze derech doifim? You had a behemah muberes that was chulin, you were makdish to uber, and then it was born yoytze doifim. So the yoytze doifim happened after it already had kedushas haguf. So you're going to have an animal that has kedushas haguf that's going to be a yoytze doifin. What about kalaim tuntav adroigenes? You have to say it's talking about vladi kachim, where you were makdish an animal that was not a muberes. Then the animal became muberes and it gave birth to a child. And the child was either kalaim tuntav adroigenes. Vlad kachim is kachim. Right? The animal of a behemoth kachim is kachim. Those sugis, by the way, are the topic of the next parak that we're going to learn. So Vlad Kachim is Kikachim. As a result, it's Chal Kedusha, even though it's Kalayim Yitzdeifin, and at Kalayim Tumtum and Adroigenes, that's how it would be possible. Either way, that's where it's Negeya to tell me, Loi Makdishim. Rameyah had to add. It's Valibid Rav Yehuda. So this is Rameyah who's explaining Alibid Rav Yehuda, right? He said it has to be Alibid Rav Yehuda. Don't have Vlad Oysetmur. We had a Machlekes earlier in the Masachta, whether Vlad Kachim is Oysetmur or not Oysetmur. Rav Yehuda was a Das Yochid who said Vlad Tmur is Oysetmur. Now, if you hold that Vlad Tmur is not Oysetmur, then it's not Negeya to tell me that Kalayim, Tumtum, and Adroigenes, Alei Makdishim. Because it's only Negeya the case for them to have Kedushas Haguf on the Vlad Kachim. And if Vlad Kachim is never Oysa Tmura, then obviously they're not Oysa Tmura. Forget about the Kalayim, Tumtum, and Adroigenes, Shebahen. They're not Oysa Tmura because they're Vlad Kachim. going on. Rabbi Yehuda holds that these things are oisa tmura. Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. Had Rabbi Eliezer know this. Meaning, had Rabbi Eliezer know that kalayim trefi yoytzadoy and tutman adroiganis, not only can't you put them on the mizbeach, but loy kedosh. They don't even have kedushas aguf. Maybe they have kedushas aguf. How did he know they don't have kedushas aguf? Says the Gemara, Rapapa said, gebehemot tmeyo. He learned that mamatzino from a behemoth tmeyo. A behemoth tmeyo is a non kosher animal. Ma behemoth tmeyo, loy karva, loy nachsa kedushas aguf. If somebody would be makdish achazer, and someone goes over to a non-kosher animal and he says that I want this to be kadosh, so would it be chal kedushas aguf? Of course not. So just like a behemoth tmei, a non-kosher animal, not only can you be makrivit, but you can't even give a kedushas aguf. Af hanach lekarvil nachzik kedushas aguf. So to these that you can't be makriv, you can't give them kedushas aguf either. So these are examples of animals that you can't put on the mizbeach. So we say mamatzino behemoth tmei, you can't put on the mizbeach. It doesn't even get kedushas aguf. So to these animals which you can't put on the mizbeach, won't even get kedushas aguf. Only Rapapa the Rava, but Rapapa told Rava, v'arei bamum to loikariv v'nachzalei kedushas aguf. How do you know to learn these five animals from behemoth tmei? Why are they the same? Because they both can't go on the mizbeach. So that you could say, just like behemoth tmei, which can't go on the mizbech, doesn't even get kedushas aguf, so too these five animals won't get kedushas aguf. Maybe learn it from a baal mum. A baal mum is like karev, can't go on the mizbech, but if it's nafsal like kedushas aguf, if someone's makdish a behemoth baal mum, it gets kedushas aguf. Now, it has the type of kedushas aguf where you could be poided, etc. But a baal mum is not a stira to kedushas aguf. So maybe that's the case. So he told him, baal mum karev demina. No, baal mum is different, because baal mum is not a different species. A baal mum, you could have a shor that's a tamim, you could have a shor that's a baal mum. These things we're looking at as different. A kalayim is like a mimbif neyatzmoy. Tumtum and adroiganus, we're looking at as a mimbif neyatzmoy. Even yaitadoif and ayin rashi, we're looking at as a mimbif neyatzmoy. So they're more similar to the behemoth tmeya, which is a different min, than to a baal mum, which is the right min, the right species, it's the right type of animal, just punked, it has a chazon. But the Gemara says, it works for four out of the five. Which one of the five does it not work with? Trefa. Trefa is mamash, like a baal mum. A shor trefa versus a shor not trefa is a perfect comparable to a shor baal mum and a shor not baal mum. So a shor is a different meaning. Yachi trefa nami could carve me. The Gemara says, you're right. Elam, Rava said, ke behemet tmeya. You want to know the Makartra of Eliezer, he compared it to behemet tmeya. Ma behemet tmeya psul hagof, av kol psul hagof, afuki baal mum, the psul chesar nino. He felt that baal mum is different because baal mum is a psul chesar. All these other psulim, the psul is not because it's lacking something. There's something fundamentally flawed. Even a trefa has a fundamental flaw. As opposed to a mum is usually it's missing something. I mean that it's missing something, it's not similar to kalayim, it's not similar to trefa, it's not similar to yitzadayv and tumtum and adroiganis. They are more similar to behemoth tmeya, which is also fundamentally flawed. And as a result, we compare it to the behemoth tmeya, which is not chal kedushas aguf, not to the baal mum, which does have kedushas aguf. But amalei ravada l'rav, is that true? Every baal mum is a psul chesarim, v'aloi saruah. Saruah is an animal where one limb is longer than the other limb, or larger than the other limb. V'kalot, or an animal that doesn't have split hooves. K'zibah parisha, v'hani psul aguf ninu, and they're regular psul aguf. So not every baal mum is a psul chesarim. Sometimes it's a psul aguf. Elam ravah, you're right. K'behemoth tmeya, ma behemoth tmeya, the leka b'mino. I've called the leka b'mino. Let's go back to the original. You want to know why we're comparing these five to behemoth tmeya, not to baal mum, because baal mum is the same species, behemoth tmeya is a different species. What was the kasha? May amri trefa? The question was trefa ikka b'mina? So let's, at the very least, compare trefa to baal mum. Meaning, I have no problem, the Gemara says, I'll concede, I understand, Rabbi Eliezer, why kalayim yoytadoiv and tumtum and adroigin is like deutsch and kedushas aguf. What about trefa? Trefa should be able, trefa and baal mum, aren't they mamish the same? So why am I learning trefa from behemoth tmeya? Wouldn't it make more sense to learn trefa from baal mum? The Gemara says no. It actually makes more sense to learn trefa from behemoth tmeya to trefa from baal mum. Right? Which does trefa have more in common with? Is a trefa of a kosher animal more similar to a chazer? Or is a trefa of a kosher animal more similar to a baal mum? Says, of course it's more similar to a chazer. Can't eat it. Right? You can't eat a trefa, you can't eat a chazer. Behemoth baal mum, right? As it relates to the kachin, you can't put it on the mizbeach. But it's not in the Macholi Sasuras, so it makes more sense. I think more like Nami the Babu, name it Tmei Asura Bachilo, the Treva Asura Bachilo, the Fugiba Mum, the Mutter Beachilo, Amashmul, the Meinian Le Inyan. Little bit of a challenging Gemara. Hamakdish as a treif. If someone's makdish a treif, tricho mum kavua lifteis ala. So Shmuel walks into base medrash And Shmuel said, if someone has a behemoth treifa, he's makdish, he can't eat it, right? You have a treifa. So what do you do with a treifa? What does the Torah say? Like hell of tashlich nafsai. So now you have a behemoth treifa. You don't want to give it to your dog. So what are you going to do? He says, instead, I'll be makdish it. I can't eat it. So he was makdish a treifa, right? You could see why it would happen. So makdish is a treifa. So the halach is, if you want to be poided, tzricha mum kavua liftai salah. You can be poided, but only if it has a mum kavua. What's Shmuel saying in kachem terms? What Shmuel's saying is it's chal kedushas agof. Because if it wasn't chal kedushas agof, you wouldn't need a mum kavua. Kedushas damim, these are hard to say this, but really to understand these sugis and masechtes Torah, we have to internalize them. Kedushas damim, you can be poida without a mum kavua. As opposed to kedushas agof, you could only be poided if it has a mum kavua. So if Shmuel said, a makdish as a treifa, tzricha mum kavua liftei salav. So essentially what Shmuel is saying is not what Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah. He's saying kedosh, it is chal. It's chal kedushas agof. Not to put on the mizbech. Of course you can't put a treif on the mizbech. Right? Why can't you put a treif on the mizbech? First of all, because you can't put a treif on the mizbech. And besides, mimashki yisrael. Anything that he eats, not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to put on the mizbech. So we're not discussing mutar lakrava, asur lakrava. Right? You have to get that clear. That's not the sugya. The sugya is a chal kedushas agof versus a not chal kedushas agof. So if Shmuel said tzricha mum kavua liftei salav, essentially what Shmuel's saying in andre verte is that it's chal kedushas agof. But the Gemara says if that's the case, how could you be poyedet? Because when you're going to be poided this animal, when an animal has kedushas agof and you're poided, the halacha is it remains aser begiza v'avoida. The only thing you're allowed to do with it is eat it. Now this treifa, even after you're poided, you won't be able to eat it. What are you going to do? Lachelav tashlicha noisai. There's a man d'amma later in the Masechta that says you can't be poided kachim lachilon meklavim. Because really to be poided kachim is like a bedievid. It's not so fine to be paid the kachem. How you pay to something? You have to assess its value, then you send it to the shuk, and their machriz, because you want to make sure that kachem gets, hektish gets top dollar. So there's an element of bazaying hektish every time you pay the hektish. Point is, a mandama that says you can't be paid the lachil on the club. That's the end game. That's what you get. You paid it, why? Oh, so the dogs can eat it. You can't be paid the lachil on the club. The chayra Shmuel must be of the opinion, paid the mesa kachin, lachil on the kachin. Is that the case? So, in one girsa of the Gemara, yeah? Elo Amar Rava is a second girsa or a teretz. Eleima oise kedusha lamos. What it means is not that you could be paid it, but the point is it has kedusha zagof. And you can't be poided. Why not? Because maybe ain't poided as a kachon lachil on the klavan, but it has kedushas agof, so you're going to just have to let it die. You can't do anything with it. You can't be poided, and you cannot be poided. So as a result, you're going to be stuck with it. The bottom line is, Shmuel's ikur chiddush is that a makdish is a treifa. What's the halacha? It's chal kedushas agof. And as a result, only if it has a mum kavua could you be poided. Now, halacha l'maisa, could you be poided when it has a mum kavua? It depends. If you could be paid the kachin lachil on the klavim, if you can't be paid the kachin lachil on the klavim, but the point again, the ikar point that Shmuel was trying to make is that it's chal kedushas agof. Rav Yishai says, "Einei ela kemakdish etzim avana b'vat." No, it's not chal. All it is kemakdish etzim avana b'vat. Says the Gemara. So we have a machlokes Shmuel and Rav Yishai. Someone's makdish a treifa is a chal kedushas agof. It's only kedushas damim. Shmuel says kedushas agof. You need a mum kavua to be paid it, which means maybe you can't even be paid it. Rav Yishai says he like you makdish etzim avana. In other words, it's kedushas damim. Nah, kol kachim shenasu treifa in poyed to know something. There's a mishul later in the Masechta. All kachim that became. You have an animal became a treifa. So the halach is you can't be poided. Why the fish ain't poided? As a kachim, lachil on the klovin. Time is shenasu. It's mashma dafka where it was first hektish and then it developed a treifa. But let's say first it was a treifa and then you were makdish it. Sounds like there wouldn't be a problem. Right? It would be medayik the lashoni azov of the Mishnah. Kol hakachim shenasu treifa. It doesn't say kol hakachim shehein treifa. Kala kachim shenasu treifa. So it sounds like it was kachim, then it became treifa. Oh, then you have this halach of ein poyed. But what would be if it was first a treifa and then you were makdish it? It sounds like you would be able to be poyed. What's the kasha? The kasha is lechayra bishleim. If you hold that is kedushas damim, so it's very good that you can be poyed. But according to Shmuel, that says ein poyed as a kachim lachil on the klavim. And it's chal kedushas agof. So how are you going to be poided? So the Gemara says, "Dilma hay tana sofar." Could be the tana. Shmuel's going to tell you that the tana of that Mishnah holds that kol hechi the loy chazi lagufa loy nachsi la kedushas agof. It could be he's going according to the man the Omar, who holds that it's poshet that if you makdish a treifa, it's not going to be chal kedushas agof. So who's that man the Omar? So really, in order to properly understand this Gemara, we have to be familiar with a Mishnah. And Daf Yutes Amid Beis, where the Mishnah brings a machloikis, Reb Shimon and the Tanakam. So just go through it quickly. The Mishnah over there discusses someone was mafresh in a cave of the Asham. So an Asham like an oila, had to be a zachar. So carbon asham always had to be a zachar. What happens if someone was mafresh in a cave of asham? He had a behemoth, was in a cave. He says, I want this animal to be an asham. So the Tanakhama says, tirach et istoiv, it's chal kedusha zagof. Can't be makivit, obviously, because an asham has to be a zachar. But at the same time, it's going to be chal kedusha zagof. Rav Shimon says, no, timach shalei b'mum. Kedushas domim, yeah, but you don't have to wait until it gets a mum kavua because it's not chal any kedushas aguf. Now the Gemara asks the Kasha, what's pshat in the Tanakhama? Tanakhama says it's chal kedushas aguf. It's in a cave of Lashem. How could in a cave of Lashem have kedushas aguf? And the Gemara gives a tremendous lamdish teretz. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav. Haynu tam domrinon migu de nachsel kedushas domim. It's chal kedushas domim. Even Rav Shimon's moed is chal kedushas domim. Migu that it's chal kedushas domim. It's also chal kedushas. What does this migu mean? So here's the lamdish. There's a concept of pashta. This is gishmak. What's pashta? If someone goes over to an animal and he says, "Raglu shozu oila," I want the foot, the left foot of this animal should be kosher. So what happens? Pashta. It's chal kedusha on the left foot, and then it spreads. It's nespashit. The kedusha mamish permeates the entire animal. Can't just have 1 foot of an animal kodesh. Once it's kodesh b'mitzas, the kedusha spreads. The kedusha spreads. So it's pashta. It's nespashit the kedusha over the entire animal. That's in the kamos of the animal. So you have 1 foot of the animal. The kedusha is nespashet quantitatively over the entire animal. Said Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav. You know pshat in the Tanakhama, tucked away in Tmura, your testament basis? Just like this pashta in Kamus, this pashta in Echus as well. This is good machshava. This pashta in Echus as well. And being that when someone's mafresh in a cave of Asham, it's chal kedusha's dabin, everyone's moid, it's chal kedusha. It's like gora from being makdash etzim avadim. Savad, it's going to have kedusha. Once it's chal kedusha's dabin, it's pashta the kedusha in the world of Echus. And it spreads. It goes from kedusha's dabin to kedusha's agov. And you end up with a level of kedusha's agov. I mean that you end up with a level of kedusha's agov, so it's for there. Either way. Says the Gemara that this shaila of whether if someone's makdash a treif, it's going to be chal kedusha zagov, not going to be chal kedusha zagov, really at first glance should be totally in the machloikis Reb Shimon and the Tanakhama. According to the Tanakhama, when you're mafresh in a cave of Asham, it's chal kedusha zagov. Maybe here too it should be chal kedusha zagov as well. According to Reb Shimon, that says it's not chal kedusha zagov when you're mafresh in a cave of Asham, it shouldn't be chal kedusha zagov here either. Now the truth is the Gemara takes it one step further. The Gemara says that according to Reb Shimon, that when you're makdash in a cave of Asham, it's not chal kedusha zagov. It's pashut that if you're makdash a treifa won't be chal kedusha zagov either. Because treifa is worse than a cave of Asham. Because nekeva is a stira only to Asham. But you can have a chatas nekeva, you can have a shlomim that's in nekeva. Treifa is always a problem. So madach, nekeva la Asham is not chal kedusha zagov. Kal v'chomer, treifa is not chal kedusha zagov. Das heißt, in other words, the machleik is shmul rabbi ishi is all in the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama that holds that if you makdash nekeva la Asham, it'll be chal kedusha zagov. What about treifa? Do you say dafkin a keva, which you find this kasha by other karbonis? Or no, maybe treifa as well. Thus haste, in other words, that if you're going to find a Mishnah later in the Masechta, where it's mevur klar in the Mishnah, that if someone's makdish a treifa, that lochas is not chal kedushas agov, you can't ask a Shmuel's not going to be, is not going to be threatened by that Mishnah. Because you know what Shmuel could tell you? Hamani Reb Shimon, I only said it according to the Tanakam, who holds that a mafresh in the cave of Asham, it's chal kedushas agov. What about treifa? Treifa also. But Avad according to Reb Shimon, who holds that a makdish in the cave of Asham is not chal kedushas agov. A makdish treifa is not going to be chal kedushas agov. So it's true, Zok to Gemara. I'll concede that, Shmuel will say. There is a Mishnah later, where it's mavur in the Mishnah, that a makdish treifa is not chal kedushas agov. However, Hamani, you know that Tana is? It's Reb Shimon and Rav Yehuda on the base. Tashma, one more kasha from our Mishnah. Reb Elazar or Reb Eliezer, my claim, yes, David, the 25 dragons like this, Lemakdishin. From Ashmul, Shmul, the Lake Deutschen, but Tmuru, of Lemakdishin, last is Tmuru. Vitanya, we don't know Reb Meir, this is all Chazor, Chimiachin, Deutschen, Echemakdishin. Once we say Lake Deutschen, which is like, where's in the gate tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow. So what did Reb Meir say? Elba Makdish Behema Vachak Nitrafa. If you had an animal, then it became a treifa. That's where it's negev loy makdish. Ha hoisa treifa meikar. Let's say it was a treifa meikar loy nachsam kedusha zagof. It would never be chal kedusha zagof. So you see that the loy kedushim is only if it became a treifa later. But if you makdish the treifa likatchila, it wouldn't be a problem. Is it in a mafurish a kash on shmo? It's a mafurish a mishnah. That's not a snap mishnah. It's Rabbi Eliezer. Not. Or maybe Rabbi Lazar. But the point is that it's a mishnah. It's a mandomar. It's a tana. That's not like Shmuel. That's like Rav Yishiyahu. That the only time it's chal kedushas aguf is if it became a treifa later. But if you mak this treifa, it's not a kedushas aguf. It's true. There's a mishnah. There's a mafurish mishnah that if you mak this treifa, it's not chal kedushas aguf. You know the tana that mishnah is. The tana that mishnah is Reb Shimon and Daf Yotes on the base. And I'm all going according to the tana kama hadron aloch yesh korban. So before we go weiter and we start the next perek, just two ha'aris regarding the first gemara that we learned. So we had Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, that when it comes to tmura, there's a chiddush of asaba shoygi kemezit. As opposed to by traditional kachim, you don't have shoygi kemezit. And in one of the pshatim, what the gemara said was that tmura, asaba shoygi kemezit, if somebody thinks it's okay to do tmura, and he does tmura, asaba shoygi kemezit, he'll even get malchus. If you had an equivalent thereof, a similar case, by traditional kachim, someone was makdish kachim, thinking it was okay, but really wasn't okay, what would be the case? It had a mum kavua. You're not allowed to be makdish an animal that has a mum kavua, right? It's very hard to find a case where it's usser to be makdish an animal. That is the quest. The cases where I had a mum kavua, right now it's usser for me to be makdish the animal. Being that I was makdish it in the traditional way, you don't have the ribuy of yeh. Yeh is a ribuy in the parish of Tmura. You don't have it in the traditional kachim. There the halacha is going to be loy asa b'shoygi kemez. But one thing seems pretty clear in this gemara, that if somebody would be makdish of a hemas bal mum, he'd get malchus. It's just that if you did a b'shoigig, you don't have yeh l'rabbi shoigig kemezit. By t'mura, yeh l'rabbi shoigig kemezit, you get malchus. That's the Lashon HaGemara and the Lishna Achrina. As opposed to someone who's makdish about mum b'shoigig, being that you don't have this special ribuy of yeh l'rabbi shoigig kemezit, over there, you're not going to get malchus. But again, if someone's makdish a behemas bal mum, even a mum kavua, the halacha is, it's asur to do it. Not only is it asur to do it, but if you do it, you're going to get malchus. Azoy is l'chayre mavur in the Gemara. That means the Rambam says in Mefurish. The Rambam's in the beginning of Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, literally. Perek, Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah saseh liyos kolak karbonis t'mimim umufcharim. Shenema tomim yeh l'rotzayin zu mitzvah saseh. V'chala makdish be'ma sheyesh b'mum l'gabi mizbeach. If someone has an animal that has a mum, mum kavua, and he's makdish l'gabi mizbeach, oyve b'loy saseh, he's oyve in a loy saseh, v'loy kalak deshoi, and he's going to get malka. Shenema kolash v'boy mum loy sakrivu, mi piashmu alamdu. What does loy sakrivu mean? It doesn't mean don't be makrivit. There's many psukim that say that. So, mi piashmu alamdu shizu azara l'makdish b'loy mum. The halacha is, they're not allowed to be makdish about them. But fake the lecha mishnah, it's a pella. Why would a person get malchus for being makdish an animal that's about mum? L'chura, being that all you did was verbally state that this should be hakdish, it's a classic lav shein be maisa. So if it's a lav shein be maisa, l'chura, the rule is, lav shein be maisa, and loikan olav. So fake the lecha mishnah, what's posh b'shah in the ram? Says lecha mishnah, you have to say, very posh the teretz. Based on the Gemara that we learned together, t'mura daf gimel amid beis. If you remember, the Gemara said that kol lav shein be maisa, ain loikan olav, chutz, minishba meimaru makal. There were three exceptions to the rule. There are three times where a person violates a lav shein by maisa, where the halacha is going to get malchus. Nishba, he swears falsely. Meimar, tmura, makalas chaveru b'shem. Rabbi Yochanan said, lo tisni meimar. Don't include tmura in the exceptions to the rule of lav shein by maisa in loikin olav. Because although you get malchus for tmura, it's not a lav shein by maisa. It's not an exception to the rule. In order for it to qualify as an exception to the rule, it would have to be a lav shein by maisa. It's not a lav shein by maisa. It's a lav sheyesh by maisa. Why? The bidiburay of it maisa. Because when you do tmura, being that there's an effect, there's a tangible fleshiga effect that comes about al yidei what you did, there's a maisa chalois. That's enough for it to be treated as a lav sheyesh by maisa. So it's true, lav sheyesh by maisa in like an olav, but if it's b'dibur yavid maisa, it is going to be considered a maisa. So it says, Rabbi Yochanan, tmur is not a lav sheyesh by maisa. Even though it happened al yedei dibur, which technically would make it a lav shein by maisa, but given the bidiburay of it maisa, al yidei is dibur, a maisa happened, that would be enough to treat it as a lav sheyesh by maisa. If that's the case, says Rabbi Yechon, tmur is a lav sheyesh by maisa. Lecha mishnah, it's very simple. If someone's makdish a behema, al yidei diburay of it maisa, this animal goes from being chulin to now suddenly having kedusha. So if you created kedusha al yidei, your dibur is bidiburay of it maisa. Being that bidiburay of it maisa, so it's a lav sheyesh by maisa. That's the beer in the Rambam, that's the beer in our sugya. That's why if someone's makdish about mum kavua, the halacha is that he's going to get malchus. Stating that, the achroinim, the mishnah asks akash on the Rambam. The Rambam in Perik Yudches Halacha Aleph in Hilchas Psuli Hamikdashin discusses the halacha that when a person does an avodah, a kohen doing an avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, he has to make sure that his machshavas are pure. And if he does an avodah with bad machshavos, sometimes it could pass all the carbon. Machshavos shloi l'shma, depending on which carbon it is. Machshavos pigel, chutz l'zmane, chutzum koimei. Literally, this is vachim davbeis. So the Rambam over here says as follows: Kol ha-mechashev machshavos inu nechayna b'katsha. If someone has a bad machshava while he's doing an avoida, hareza over beloisase, he's over a loisase. Sharehu oime lo yichashev. It says lo yichashev. This is based on a Gemara. It's vachim chav tesam and beis that lo yichashev is a loisase. So if someone has a bad machshava while he's doing an avoida, he's over the lava lo yichashev. Says the Rambam. Piashmu olamdu shebechlal dinzesh lo yafsid hakotchem b'machshava. Shareza doima. Then the Rambam gives a mashal. Now why we need a mashal to explain this halacha? Tachreina mucha. But the Rambam gives a mashal. You want a mashal when someone does an avoida with a bad machshava. Has a machshava spugel. You know what that's like? I raise a doima lemato mum bekotchen. Either way, that's what the Rambam says. So you're over the lois hasev lo yichash. Zok the Rambam. Va'afal pike. Even though you are over the lois hasev lo yichash when you did avoida with a bad machshava. Ain't I like it? You don't get malchus. She ain't a machshava ma'isa. Because at the end of the day, it was a lav shem ma'isa. I mean that it was a lav shem ma'isa. Says the Rambam. We know the rule. It's not chutz min nishba. It's not meimer. It's not mekal. And as a result, lav shem by ma'isa the halacha is ain't like in olav lechura. Fregin d'achroin chinuch. Fregin d'achroinim lechayra. If there's halacha b'dibure of in ma'isa, then why don't you get malchus here too? When a person doesn't avoid it, when a machshava piselos, machshav is pigel, machshav is chutzum koyme. The carbon's becoming possible now. So if the carbon's becoming possible, why don't you say the same halacha b'dibure of in ma'isa? And as a result, in other words, we have a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach Perek Aleph Chalofa Beis says that if someone's makdish behemah sheyesh boim mum legabim mizbeach, what's the halacha? He gets malchus. Ay, it's a lav shem by ma'isa. Zok telechem mishnah the b'dibure of in ma'isa because it was chal hektish. So it's similar to Tmura, which is b'dibur abed ma'isa. And here you have a Rambam, where the Rambam says that kol ha-mechashev machshav sheinu b'chayde b'kachem yoyver alois ha-sev lo yichashev. Stating that, says the Rambam, you don't get malchus, why not? Sheinu machshav ma'isa. I hear in the machshav ma'isa. But at the end of the day, b'dibur abed ma'isa. So l'chayr, you have to say, a pashta teretz, based on a tois that we spoke at earlier in the Masechta, daf tzadik amid beis. That is, there's a Gemara in Masechta's Bava Mitzia, daf tzadik amid beis, a machloik is Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. If someone's over the lois ha-sev in the Torah, of leisachsim sharbadishai, but he didn't do it in the traditional way. He didn't go over to his animal and literally muzzle it. What he did was he yelled at the animal. The animal was bedishai, and he gave a geshrai. The animal got scared, closed its mouth, and he caused the animal to be chasma, but it was bekar. He didn't do it b'mais, he did it b'kar. Rabbi Yechon says you get malchus. Reish Lakish says you don't get malchus. Rabbi Yechon says you get malchus. Why? Because apikimas piv havi maisa. Reish Lakish says you don't get malchus. Apikimas piv lo havi maisa. In other words, Rabbi Yechon was mechadish above mitzia, tucked away, daf tzadik amid beis, that there's a concept of apikimas piv havi maisa, ifritaych. If someone moves his lips, it's considered a maisa. Akimas pivet is akasha. Rabbi Yochanan holds akimas piv havi maisa. How does the shim with Rabbi Yochanan tmur daf gimel? Rabbi Yochanan said every lav sheim by maisa ain't like an of chutz mi nishba meimer makamel. Nishba, there's akimas piv. You swore. Meimer tmura, there's akimas piv. Mikal's chaver b'shem is also akimas piv. So Rabbi Yochanan holds akimas piv havi maisa. Then why are they exceptions to the rule of lav sheim by maisa ain't like an of? They're lav sheyesh by ma'isa. You know why they're lav sheyesh by ma'isa? Because Akimas Piv says to us, you have to say a very big chiddush. That I think when Rabbi Yochanan said Akimas Piv havi ma'isa, don't take this too literally. He meant betziruf to another thing he said in Tmura daf gimel amud beis. This is Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said loy tisni tmura. Why not? Mishum de b'diburi avin ma'isa. Rabbi Yochanan said two chiddushim in the sugi of lav sheyesh by ma'isa. Says Tosfos, and I believe the two are tied to the hip. It's Yagadol of Reya. They complement each other. They're two sides of the same coin. Rabbi Yochanan said, Akimas Piv Havi Maisa. Rabbi Yochanan also said, B'dibure Havid Maisa. You know when Akimas Piv is Havi Maisa? When B'dibure Havid Maisa. You know when you say B'dibure Havid Maisa? When it's Akimas Piv Havi Maisa. Rabbi Yochanan is saying like this, Lav Shein B'Maisa and Loikin Olav. And by the way, talking is a lav shame by ma'isa. That's why nishba is a chiddush against malchus. Mekal's chaver b'shem is a chiddush against malchus. But the buri of it ma'isa, who cares? At the end of the day, you didn't do a ma'isa. And if you didn't do a ma'isa, but if there was an akimas piv, which is a shtickle of ma'isa, and b'diburi of it ma'isa, and the outcome of what you did was also a ma'isa, so then we could be mitstarif, the akimas piv havi ma'isa. with the effect, which is b'diburi oved ma'isa, and tzazam kem ma'achan ha'ma'isa. And as a result, you can even get ma'al gibi soifik as arbon. But the only time you say akim aspiv avi ma'isa is when it was b'diburi oved ma'isa. And the only time you say b'diburi oved ma'isa, when it was akim aspiv avi ma'isa. But the bottom line is, shtei tatoisus, that the only time Rabbi Yochanan said b'diburi oved ma'isa is when there was a dibur. Because you've been mitstarif the akim aspiv together with the b'diburi oved ma'isa. But it's only then you're going to have this halacha. That's the case, it's gewaldig. The Rambam in Hilchos Isurim is Beyach, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. The Rambam's talking about a Makdish Behemah Sheyesh Baimom. He's talking about someone that verbally was Makdish Behemah. You were verbally Makdish Behemah. There was Akim Aspith. Bidiburi Oven Maises, like the Rambam Areza like. Because the Rambam Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. The way Toysris and Bava Mitzia Davtzadikam and Beis explained Rabbi Yochanan. You have a tziruf of Akim Aspith Avi Maises, you were Makdish with your mouth. And b'diburi oved ma'isa was chalva hektish, but mainly you're going to get malchus. But in halacha, but in perik yud ches and luchas p'tuah mekdashim, the Rama was discussing somebody who had a bad machshava. He had a machshava zara. He was over the lav of lo yichashet. How was he over the lav of lo yichashet? Aval pikin ena loyke she'ena machshava ma'isa. It was aydei machshava. Opin that it was aydei machshava. There was no akim aspiv avi ma'isa. All you have is the fact that it was b'diburi oved ma'isa alone is not enough. Like Tosfos says about mitzia dav tzadik amibay. If that's the case, it's gishmak why the Rambam says that if someone doesn't avoid with a machshava apiseles, even though he was over the loisa say of loyichoshev, still he's not going to get malchus. It's very simple, right? Very gishmak, very poshut. But the emes is it's not poshut at all. And the reason it's not poshut at all is because when we say loyichoshev, that if someone has a machshava apiseles while he's doing an avoida, it's a problem. What's the definition of a machshava apiseles? So, of course, you would think at first glance, but he had a bad machshava. You thought pigle. But the emes is not poshut at all, because Tosfos and Zvachin Daf Beis Amud Aleph clears all machshava is hapoyslois and kachin. Is it al yedei machshava, or is it al yedei dibur? And Tosfos says it's sad that maybe it's al yedei dibur. And even though Tosfos in Zvachin Daf Beis Amud Aleph isn't sure, but the Mishnah Lamelech is medayik from Tosfos in Zvachin Daf Dalid that Tosfos was sure, and Tosfos shita was kol machshava the kachim tzarech haitzas pe. And as I state, Oichet and Tosfos in Perek Tomin Nishchan Masechtes Pesachim Daf Samech Gimel. And by the way, it's also Rashi Shita in Perek Beis Shammai Masechtes Zvachim Daf Memal. And Tosfos discusses it in Perek Hamafik as well. In other words, the Pashtus is Shita's Rashi and Shita's Tosfos. Doesn't get more Pashtus than that. Shita's Rashi and Shita's Tosfos both are that Machshava is Hapoyslis Bekachim is not Machshava. It's Dibur. So when a person is Leibel Yichashim, he didn't just have a Machshava Ra. He had to have said, "I'm going to bring this carbon." If that's the case, there was the bill was a kimas bevavi ma'isa. So again, hodja kushal aduchte. Why wouldn't you get mal? So you're going to tell me, oh, maybe the Rambam Shita is not like Rashi. Maybe the Rambam Shita is not like Tosfos. But here's the punchline. You know what the punchline is? The Mishnah Melech in Perek Yud Gimel Halach Aleph Hilchas Psuli Amikdashim entertains such a tzad in the Rambam. He really entertains such a sign in the Rambam. And he bases it on a diak. Because the Rambam, when he brings the halach of the machshavas ha-poyos, the Rambam's lashon is, shalosh machshava yisein, she-poyos linus ha-krabonis, ve-elu hei, machshavas shinui Hashem, machshavas ha-mokoy, u-machshavas ha-zman, this is like the real festikachim sugis, shalosh machshava yisein, she-poyos linus ha-krabonis, zok the Mishlo Melech, the steamest lashon ha-Rambam, shalosh machshava is mashma, not like Rashi, not like Tosfos. Says the Mishlo Melech, I think that from the Rambam it's mashma. What's the deal? It's not much of a deal, because the whole kachim talks about machshavas. What the Rambam do? The Rambam is just quoting Gemaras. But says the Mishnah Melech, it's mashmah to me from the Rambam. The Mishnah Melech is the ultimate parshan on the Rambam. That it's mashmah from the Rambam, that the Rambam held that it's really only a machshava. Oh, it's a pella. The Mishnah Melech had to make a subtle, edel deal in the Lashon HaRambam and Perek Yud Gimel that we don't even fully understand. It's mefurish that way in the Rambam. You know where it's mefurish? Not in Perek Yud Gimel, in Perek Yud Ches, because if the Rambam held like Tosfos and Rashi, that machshavas hapoyos is ayidei dibur, it's not ayidei machshava, then how come you don't get malchus for lo yichashev? What are you going to tell me? Because the lav shein b'maisa? No, it's not. B'dibur yavin maisa. Elamai, you have to say, because the Rambam held like Tosfos and Tzadik Amud Beis, that base, that you need that kimas piv and you don't have that kimas piv. That's all true if the Rambam Shita is that you're over lo yichashev ayidei machshav. But if you're over lo yichashev ayidei dibur, so you do have the akimas piv. So l'chayr from the fact that the Rambam said, that you don't get malchus for lo yichashev, and it's clear that he held b'diburi oved ma'isa hell from Perek Aleph and Hilchos Isurim Mizbeach. The only way to be miyashev it l'chura is by saying that the Rambam held like Tosfos and Tzadik Amud Beis his base. But that would all be predicated on saying that how do you have a machshava? It's all if you hold that the Rambam holds that you don't need a dibur, which by the way is the maskon of the Mishnah Melech. It's the Rambam Lushitasa. It's beautiful. It's half of a fella. So we can either end this with saying it's beautiful, the Rambam Lushitasa, or we can end with a tzarach in. How could the Mishnah Melech have not been sure? And the Mishnah Melech is like, he has a psadiak in a Rambam. What do you mean a diak in the Rambam? It's Mefurish in the Rambam. Which Rambam? The two Rambams. The Rambam Perak Aleph Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, and the Rambam Perak Yud Ches Hilchas Psuli Hamikdashim. That's the first Ha'ara. The second Ha'ara is, so you have this idea of Yil Rabbi Shogig Kameisit. What do you find such a thing? That someone doesn't have Erev B'Shogig, and we treat it as if it was a Meisit. You get Malkus. Right, good trivia question. Where do you find that a person can do an Erev B'Shogig, you can get Malkus? What's the answer? Someone did Temura B'Shogig. The halacha is, four Pshatim in a Gemara in Temura Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, according to the second Lishna of the first Pshat, it's Shai. But the point is, we have such a, there's a makar. There's a concept of a person can do Tmura B'Shoigig, you do a Lois HaSei B'Shoigig, and still you're going to get Malkus. And at first glance, it's something that's very Tzarech B'Yas. So just one Sushtal, and then we'll finish the Daf. And that is, the Ramban, in the end of Parshas Vayikra, asks a very interesting question. We know there are two Karbonos that were Baal Chet. Right, there are two karbanos where the tachlis of the carbon was to be mechaper, a carbon chatas and a carbon asham. Now, sometimes we bring a chatas, sometimes we bring an asham. But there's two karbanos that the tachlis of these karbanos, the mahus of the carbon, is chet. Oil is mechaper, shlomo maybe is mechaper, but they're not baal chet. You don't bring an oil because you did an avera. If you bring an oil, you'll grab to get kapara. It's a benefit. It's a side effect. But that's not the purpose of it. Chatas and asham are baal chet. Frek the Ramban, the most basic question in the world. Why did the Torah need two karbanos for chet? A chatas and an asham. If the Torah wanted a chayte to have to sometimes bring a carbon, so there should have been one carbon and call it a chatas or call it an asham. Why do you need two? Says the Ramban, the answer to this question lies in the word chatas and the word asham. Chatas is miloshen. He brings psukim in Nach. You veered. Chatas moira al dover asher nata bay min aderech. A person brings a carbon chatas because he went off the straight and narrow. He got off on the wrong exit. This person, as a yid, is supposed to go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and unfortunately got off at the wrong exit. That's what he did. He was not the menaderech. As a result, he's a chayte, he needs kapar, he gets kapar by ringing a karmel chatas. The word asham says the Ramban is miloshin shamem, va'oved, hashimem elokim, va'yei ashmu yoishveva, tesham shoimram kim marsab elokeo, hashemem anachnos, miloshin shmama. A person that needs to bring a karmel asham deserves to be obliterated. He deserves to be wiped off the face of the earth. He's a chayte, he did an avera, and because of what he did was so terrible, he mamash deserves shemama. His carbon is a carbon asham. The reason there are two karbonos al chet is because there are two different types of chayte. There's a chayte who just got off where he wasn't supposed to get off. And then there's a chayte that Rahman al-Tzlan, he stooped so low that this person's at a point where he deserves shemama. Both of them need kapara. Both of them can get kapara. They get kapara, they karbanas. The person who veered off the derech, he brings a chatas. Chatas, he was chata, he was natam in a derech, it fixes his problem. The person that deserves shmama, he is in a worse state, but the bottom line is he also has an etza. He can bring a karban, not a chatas, he can bring a karban ashram. Says the Ramban, it's very nice, it's very meduyik, that who brings a karban chatas? Someone that doesn't have very b'shoigik. If you do b'shoigik, something that you don't amaze, but Chayiv Karis, you bring a carbon chatas. Who brings a carbon asham? People that do averis b'meizit. It's beautiful. Someone that doesn't averis b'shoigig, he should have been more careful, but he was only a natam in aderech. Someone that doesn't averis b'meizit, he's an asham, he deserves shemama, therefore he brings the carbon asham. It says the Ramban, it's natural. There's one person who, even if he did an averis b'shoigig, will have to bring a carbon asham. Right? There's five people that have to bring a carbon asham. We're going to learn these sugyas together soon. Chamesh, there's the five ashamas, right? Chamesh ashamas. So there's five ashamas. So one of them is a moil behekdish, but only if you're moil b'shoigig. If someone doesn't meila b'meizit, doesn't bring a carbon asham. Only if you're moil b'shoigig. It's freik the Ramban l'chayra. According to my shtickle Torah, how do you explain the Hashem Eilos? The Hashem Eilos didn't have aver b'shoigig. You do an aver b'shoigig. You deserve shemama. You should bring a chatas. Why are you bringing an asham? Zok the Hilgi Ramban. Aval Hashem Eilos. Afal pi shehu b'shoigig. Ba'avur shehu b'kodshei Hashem. Yikorei ha'korben asham. Ki achet godo yischayev liyos oshem boy. Kashi yikore me'ilo. It says me'ilo. Who's a mayor by hektish? Someone that has hana from hektish. It's hektish. Belongs to Hashem. You're benefiting from hektish. Even if you did a b'shoigig, you should have been more careful. What do you mean? It was a mistake. I understand. You know, sometimes you don't make mistakes. Right? Imagine someone's in the Oval Office. He accidentally pours a cup of coffee. That's not a mistake you make. That's not going to go over well. Right? So that's just not something you do. Certain mistakes you don't make. When you're in the when you're b'chadrei hamelech, when you're dealing with kachim, you can't say, oops, I'll be more careful next time. There's no tolerance even for shaygig. So mi'ilo, you're right. It's a shaygig. But it's a shaygig b'kachi Hashem. And shaygig b'kachi Hashem says the Ramban is like amazing. And that's why you don't bring a chatos, you bring an osha. That's the case. Maybe that's the pshat in Temura. Temura is shaygig k'mezid. Why is it shaygig k'mezid? Where do you ever find the shaygig k'mezid? Mi'ilo. There you find shaygig k'mezid. What's the tzad hashava between mi'ilo and Temura? They're both kachay Hashem. Now you'll ask me, why dafke tmura? Why not chilas hektish? Okay, obviously we have to understand the pneumius of tmura. But the point is that kasha, where do you find shaygig kemezid, that there should be a concept of person should be a shaygig in tmura and he should get malchus? Me'ilo teichiach. You find the same thing. That someone who's mayo b'shaygig doesn't bring a chatas. He brings an asham, which the Ramban says means we don't look at him as a shaygig, we look at him as a mezid. That says, asabay akosav shaygig kemezid by me'ilo. Asabay akosav. By Tmura, what's the tzad hashava between Tmura and Me'ila? They're both kachay Hashem. On that note, talk to Mishnah. Ilu kachim shvali, same Tmura, same kayyotzebem. There's certain kachim where the vlad of the kachim and the Tmura of the kachim are treated kayyotzebem. So we're going to see, this is going to be the topic of the parak, the theme, that sometimes vlad kachim can go on the Mizbeach, sometimes vlad kachim doesn't go on the Mizbeach. Sometimes Tmura's kachim goes on the Mizbeach, sometimes Tmura's kachim doesn't go on the Mizbeach. So the following is an example of a kachim where the vlad and the Tmura both go on the Mizbeach. Not just that, Vladon, Uvlad Vladon, at Soif Koloilam, feels like you've almost stopped base. So not only does the Vlad Kachim go on the Mizbeach, but the Einaklach and the Ir Einaklach. And not only does the Tmura's Kachim go on the Mizbeach, but the Vlad of the Tmura and the Vlad of the Tmura, at Soif Koloilam. What's the example of this? Hare Shlomim. The example, Hare and Shlomim, they're all going to be considered Shlomims. How much so? Tu'unin smicha, unesachin, v'tenufas chaz v'shayim. That's a kachim way of saying it's a full-fledged shlomim. It has all the halachas. Oh, how do you say it has a full-fledged shlomim? Smicha, tenesachin, tenufas chaz v'shayim. Those are the laws of shlomim, the unique laws. So all these halachas are going to be negated. Bottom line is, vlad shlomim, shlomim. Tmura shlomim, shlomim. Vladon, vladon, atzoyv kala doyros, and it's a full-fledged shlomim. Zok de gemara, kimin a ton of vladon, uvlad vladon, atzoyv kala ilam lamali. Why the Mishnah have to be so wordy? Namish, we're holding already by the 10th dar, a dar asiri, right? Why do we need that for? So the Gemara says, Tana didon shami the Rebbe Lezer Dom of Vlad Shlomim le'yikrev Shlomim. Because our Tana knew the next Mishnah. We don't, but the Tana did. And he knew that Rebbe Lezer Sheet is in the next Mishnah that there's a chilek between dairis. One dair, yeah, two dairis. We're going to learn the Gemara together. So he saw already that there could be a chilek. Vamali Tana didon, let me buy you a Vlad, let me did. Not am I not moided to you as it relates to the Vlad that Rebbe Lezer Sheet is not Karev Shlomim. That's right, when you read this Mishnah, it's not clear why the Mishnah has to get so dramatic. But when you learn the next Mishnah, you'll appreciate a little more the drama of the first Mishnah. Good. Either way, what's the Makar? That the Vlad of a Shlomim and the Tmura of a Shlomim go on the Mizbeach. Zok de Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. It says regarding a Shlomim, Zachar. So the Pasuk says, V'mzevach Shlomim Karbanoi, Im Abakru Makriv, Im Zachar, Im Nekeva, Tomim Yakrivenu, Lifnei Hashem. Now, a Shlomim's Ba Zachar V'Nekeva. But the Gemara's Diak is, it didn't have to say Zachar Nekeva. It could have just said nothing. Meaning, an Oilus has to be a Zachar, so there is a Zachar. Oshem has to be a Zachar, so a Zachar. Chatas has to be a Nekeva, there is a Nekeva. Shlomim, which could be either a Zachar or a Nekeva, let's just say nothing. So Zachar is a Reboy, Nekeva is a Reboy. So Zachar, the rabbi says, Avad. Says in Revelu Dinu, what do I need a Pasuk to tell me that the Vlad of a Shlomim goes on the Mizbech? Valu Dinu, Luchar, I can learn from a Kalvachim. Mat Mura, Madach Tmura Shlomim. Goes on the Mizbeach, she'in gedulei hektish, it didn't grow from hektish, kreva, vlad she'gedulei hektish, vlad kachim, which is more than tmura, came physically from the kachim. Einu din she'yikarev, ma'la tmura. So the Gemara says no, because ma'la tmura she'kenei hegas b'chala kachim. Tmura is noig by all kachim. Tomer b'vlad she'enei noig b'chala kachim, as opposed to vlad kachim, which is not noig by all kachim. Why not? Because many kachim can't have a vlad. An oshem and an oila, for example, a scharim, that as a result, it's not possible for them to have a blood. Therefore, I would have thought any karev. Therefore, the Torah had to say zachar. Again, the question was, learn it from kavuchaymer from tmura. It's not a kavuchaymer because even though Vlad has a chumra over tmura, it came from the kachem, but it has a kula also. There are many karbonos that don't have Vlad kachem. Nekeva, the rabbi says that tmura. The word nekeva teaches me the rabbi is my eli yellow tmuras tmimin. From the word nekeva, I know that the tmura of a shlamim also goes on the bech. Now, I would only know tmuras tmimin or vlad tmimin. So, pashtus, if I have a makar that vlad shlamim goes on the mizbech, and I have a makar that tmura shlamim goes on the mizbech, I would think it's only true if it's the vlad of a shlamim that's a tamim, or the tmura of a shlamim that's a tamim. What if I have an animal that's a balmum? Or what if I have an animal and it has a baby? The baby is a tamim. Does that baby go on the mizbech? The mother was a balmum, so maybe the baby doesn't go on the mizbech either. Or what if I did tmura from a shlamim that was a balmum? So the tmura is chal, but can I put it on the mizbech there as well? So the answer is ainli yelo tmuras tmimin uvlad tmimin vlad balimumin tmuras balimumin minayin tamud loymar im zocher the rabbis vlad balimumin im nekeva the rabbis tmuras balimumin. The word im is a riba. Only Rav Safa Abaye ve'epachano. Maybe im zocher is the rabbis tmuras balimumin and im nekeva is the rabbis Vlad Bali Mumin. So he told him back, Mistabra, we mokum she nisrabsu tmuras tmimin, nisrabsu tmuras bali mumin. We just said that Zohar is marba Vlad. So im Zohar is going to be marba the Vlad of a bali mumin. Nekeva was marba tmura, so im Nekeva is going to be marba bali. It'd be interesting if Zohar is marba Vlad, but im Zohar is marba Vlad tmura. I'm sorry, tmura is bali mumin, and Nekeva is marba tmura, but im Nekeva is marba Vlad bali mumin. Be more consistent. Zohar is teaching me Vlad, so Im Zohar will teach me Vlad Balmum. Nekeva teaches me Tmura, so Im Nekeva will teach me Tmuras Balimumim. So the Gemara says, no, I know that. Rav Safra said, Avad, I understand. Im Zohar Im Nekeva. My question wasn't to be Mepach the word in. My question was, not Kule Kroka Amina. Im Zohar the rabbi says Tmura, Nekeva the rabbi says Avlad. Maybe Zohar is the rabbi's Tmura, Avad, the Im is going to go together with the word. But maybe flip around. Amalei say, told him Vlad Lashon Zohar Mashma, Tmura Lashon Nekeva Mashma, Vlad. The word Vlad is a Lashon Zohar, so we learn it from Zohar. Tmura is a Lashon Nekeva, we learn it from Nekeva.